And now to our second feature. Derek James has been visiting different areas of Norwich. Ree Chakrabarty is here to tell us about Derek's findings in Brackendale.
For most of us, it is just a road, and when we stop, usually to wait for the lights to change, we get a glimpse of some of the houses which line one of the busiest gateways to Norwich, Brackendale. These stylish buildings all have a story to tell, and they have been home to some fascinating families over the years. Behind the doors have lived merchants and manufacturers, priests and politicians, writers, composers, artists, bankers, doctors and engineers. And now they are the stars of a fascinating new book produced by the thriving Brackendale History Group. Edited by Pam Fielder, Leslie Whitby, Ed Bulbert and Rosemary Duff, and published by the Residents Association, this is an offering which can be enjoyed by people across the country and region who have never even stepped foot in Brackendale or even passed through the village within the city. The drovers herding cattle from Trowe Station up and down Brackendale to the market may well have felt this was a village within a city. But today, commuters perhaps do not understand the analogy as they wait in traffic jams. But as is clear from the book, there is a strong community spirit in these parts, and it has been passed from one generation to the next over the last couple of hundred years. Situated just outside the old city walls, to the southeast of the city, it expanded rapidly from the early 19th century when the gates came tumbling down. Artists and writers, business owners, those from the professions and from politics of a more radical bent, were all well represented. The streets also boasted a wealth of education establishments, including the famous Brackendale School. For some, this was a place to retire to. Others spent their early years there and then moved away from Norwich to make their mark in the world. But many lived in Brackendale throughout their lives. The book covers residents over 200 years, from the early 1800s to the present day. Many well-known Norfolk names can be found in Brackendale over the centuries. Coleman, Gerald, Jewson, Cousin Hardy, Harvey of banking renown, Youngs, Southall. The families are closely connected by marriage, business association and socially. A tight-knit community in this part of the city. There was also John Sheepshanks, the larger-than-life Lord Bishop of Norwich in the 1890s, an explorer who travelled the world and father of no fewer than 17 children, a man worth a book in his own right. Egbert Napier, Chief Constable of Norfolk, Alfred Warminger, who opened a cinema aged 13, Herbert Wittard, Norwich's first Labour Lord Mayor, Dorothy Jewson, one of the first women to be elected to Parliament, and so many more. One of our most talented writers, Ralph Hale Mottram, lived at Brackendale, and his daughter, Sophie Hankinson, who up until recently lived at Brackenden Close, provided photos and background for the book, which includes his own recollection of the place. Then there was the renowned Alfred Wilson Mackenzie, known and loved as Freddie, who was a consultant dermatologist of international repute. He was responsible for creating a revolutionary method for assessing and quantifying anti-inflammatory activity through the application of steroids to the skin, which became known as the Mackenzie test. In 1963, Freddie was appointed consultant dermatologist at the Norfolk and Norwich Hospital, where he was the single specialist covering the country. Away from work, he loved cars, and his 1936 Rolls-Royce was his pride and joy. Immaculately dressed, often smoking a cigarette, he was one of life's optimists who would never let adversity get the better of him. Even after a stroke, which prevented him from playing the violin or driving, he remained cheerful and positive, interested in everything and everyone around him. He lived at Brackendale for more than 40 years and died in 2016. And then there was, sorry, run out of room, you'll have to buy the book. The book is called Brackendale, A Village Within the City, and published by Brackendale Residents Association. It costs £14 and available from Gerald. City Books in Davy Place, or by contacting Brackendale History Group at outlook.com.